welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford for the Hootenanny 64th anniversary sale. Come out and take a look at the beautiful lineup of vehicles they've got out here. You'll be able to listen to the Arizona Wildflowers, a young family of young ladies that all play bluegrass, country music.
Well, today we get a surprise, the four-year-old brother. Family of seven children, the four-year-old is a boy.
Okay.
And he's going to do a little debut, a little singing, and
okay,
a little picking of some kind.
So fantastic. They'll be playing from 11 to 1. There'll be free hot dogs. We've got some ice down water for you if you'd like to come out and take a look and take a golf cart around and take a look at some of these vehicles. But right now we're going to move over and talk a little bit about the subject of the hour, and it's countertops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that you've got to put a lot of time into selecting your countertop, because it's one of the things that we tell people a lot of times: start in your kitchen picking your countertop. Start there, and then select your cabinets, then select your floor covering, because it's the cabinets that are going to make the biggest statement in that kitchen area, and it's probably one of the harder things to replace. You can pick up flooring and replace it. You can refinish cabinets and get a whole new look, but countertops really can be a lifetime product. And the home Jennifer and I moved in 35 years ago was all tile, and we got rid of that pretty quick. I love tile, but I hate
a lot
grout.
Of grout,
but I hate grout. And one of the things we went with was a large island. We had six kids, and now we've got 12 grandchildren, so we do a lot of feeding in the kitchen. We've got a center island that's 10 feet long and 4 feet wide, lined up with stools so we can set up a buffet or set up a big feed or set up an art studio, whatever it is. And we made that island. I knew what I wanted that countertop to be from the day before we started the remodel. I wanted that center island to be wood butcher block.
Well, when you are choosing a countertop, there's a lot to consider. We really expect a lot of them. You know, we party on them, we eat on them, we serve off of them, we do our office work on them. How many times are we all sitting up there with our laptops?
Now? Yeah.
You know, and then you want to, it's an investment. You know, it's a good portion of your expense in your kitchen. And so you want it to be something that lasts. You don't want something that easily is scarred or messed up. You know, so you have to look at how you live and what's going to work into your requirements. So the wood has worked really, really well for us.
I love it. And we get feedback sometimes, yeah, but it's an organic material, and it could breed germs. And it's just the opposite. The cellulose cells in a wood butcher block actually kills the germs. It's one of the cleanest, most sanitized countertops you could have.
Yeah, and if you go with a natural butcher block, not the varnish, you know, you just,
right,
there's an easy amount of care. And if you're worried about it, then you just use a cutting block, you know, and then you have your countertop. But no, they don't, it does not breed germs. It's not antibacterial, but it is germ retardant.
Yeah.
It won't breed unless there's, if you leave something on the counter, it's going to grow. But if the counter is clean, it's not going to grow germs.
And real quick, how are you regularly maintaining our butcher block at the house?
Well, I gave Butcher Block Company a call this week. They're in Phoenix. They're a distributorship. They don't have a warehouse or a showroom. But it's just a wonderful website if you're interested in wood. They have several companies they represent. They also make their own. So you can go on there and learn how to take care of it. It has lots of good documents on how to take care of stuff. But just real quick, all you have to do is oil it about once a month, and then put like a natural sealant, which they carry both things. And then occasionally, like once a year, we sand it and start all over.
Yeah, like the time Romy brought the wrestling team over and burned a hole in it. You know, all I had to do was hand him some sandpaper and say, take care of it there, son. and you never know it was there. Good job.
More here at Rosie on the House live at Sanderson Ford for the Hootenanny. If you come up to the Rosie on the House booth and say Hootenanny, you can have your selection of any of the promotional prizes left, including Diamondbacks tickets.